Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The world of open source software never stands still, and this week has brought another stream of intriguing developments that cater to a wide range of tech enthusiasts. From major compatibility leaps on Linux platforms, to the gradual but significant improvements in desktop environments, there's plenty to dig into. We'll begin today with Hangover 10.14, an open-source project that's catching attention for making it easier to run Windows applications on Arch 64 Linux. Hangover leverages Wine, but its inventive approach helps get both x86 and x86-64 Windows apps running on Arch 64 hardware, like ARM laptops or single-board computers. In the newly released version 10.14, several core features have been overhauled to give a faster, smoother experience for users. Notably, Hangover now includes the FEX2508.1 emulator and updates to the Box64 emulator, which are fundamental for efficient instruction translation. A highlight of this release is improved Direct3D support through Vulkan, made possible thanks to DXVK 2.7.1 integration. That means users can enjoy better graphics and compatibility, especially for gaming and graphical applications, which have often presented stumbling blocks on ARM hardware. These enhancements signify real progress for anyone wishing to run their favorite Windows programs on their Linux ARM device. The entire project is available on GitHub, making it accessible for users and developers eager to try the latest improvements. This project stands as a testament to how collaborative efforts within open source communities can bridge the gap between disparate technologies. The fusion of Wine, state-of-the-art emulators, and Vulkan support truly illustrates the innovative drive behind modern Linux solutions. Next up, let's talk graphics and hardware. Imagination Technologies has announced an open-source PowerVR driver tailored for RISC version. This is particularly relevant as new RISC-V systems equipped with PowerVR graphics IP are entering the market. With the upcoming Linux 6.18 kernel release, this driver will support the T-Head TH1520 GPU, a quad-core RISC-V chip with integrated PowerVR graphics capabilities. The real win here is the combination of enhanced graphic performance with robust power management for RISC-V machines. RISC-V has risen rapidly as a viable open-source alternative to established CPU architectures, and having solid graphic drivers gives it even more credibility in desktop and embedded spheres. The support provided by Imagination puts RISC-V in a great position to take advantage of modern Linux graphic stacks. Developers now can look forward to streamlined experiences when deploying Linux on new boards or devices using PowerVR, fueling even more innovation in both software and hardware. Now shifting gears a bit, let's check in on FreeBSD, one of the foundational BSD operating systems. The FreeBSD team has just unveiled the first alpha of version 15.0, a significant step en route to a stable release, currently scheduled for December. The alpha introduces various improvements: expanded hardware support, more polished desktop integrations, refreshed kernel drivers, and updated OpenZFS capabilities. Builds are underway already, and we can anticipate further betas in the coming months as the team fine-tunes everything. There's a clear focus on making the experience more accessible, not just for power users, but for anyone seeking a reliable, up-to-date BSD system. The regular release cadence from the FreeBSD team keeps things moving and encourages community members to stay involved and report issues as they test. It's a reminder that the BSD family remains very much alive, continuing to push towards scalability, security, and performance. Meanwhile, Ubuntu users have a different milestone to celebrate. Ubuntu 25.10 has now entered its UI freeze phase as it moves toward an October release. The user interface freeze locks down visual changes, so the look and feel of documentation and artwork remain consistent until the release goes public. One standout feature is the inclusion of the GNOME 49 desktop, introducing an array of productivity enhancements and visual polish. The update also brings refreshed compilers and improved ecosystem integration, including Rust-based curutils and an updated sudo package. Canonical is using this opportunity to focus on fine-tuning performance ahead of the upcoming LTS release expected next April. This attention to stability ensures users can transition smoothly and benefit from the latest tools and desktop experiences, whether they're deploying on servers, desktops, or laptops. New features and performance tweaks are being lined up, yet at the same time, the freeze ensures a reliable and bug-free environment for everyone moving to 25.10. Major distribution releases like this always shine a spotlight on the collaborative energy that makes open source software so resilient and vibrant. Let's turn to enterprise hardware for a moment. Intel's Power Efficiency Power Control, or PEPC, has just hit version 1.6. This release brings what Intel calls Efficiency Latency Control, a feature specifically tuned for their latest Xeon 6, Granite Rapids, and Sierra Forest CPUs. ELC gives administrators even finer-grained control over the balance of performance, power efficiency, and system latency in large-scale deployments. For data center operators and anyone running Linux on high-density servers, the tool is a boon, letting users squeeze optimal efficiency out of their hardware. Intel's continued investment in Linux support for its platforms is another strong endorsement of open-source tools as the backbone for mission-critical IT environments. The new enhancements in PEPC 1.6 are available right now, so server admins can begin exploring this additional capability immediately. It's always impressive seeing a hardware giant like Intel further empower Linux users with enterprise-grade features natively supported in the open ecosystem. Lastly for today, let's have a bit of fun. We're talking about the world of word games, a growing space within the broader digital community. Classic and viral games like Spottle, NYT Spelling Bee, Wordle, and Octodle have captured the imagination of players around the world. These games blend logic, literacy, and discovery, making them both addictive and educational. Developers continue to roll out updates and daily challenges, and often provide hints and answer reveals to help newcomers and veterans alike enjoy their wordplay journey. The growth of these games is largely powered by open development models and enthusiastic online communities, which create new puzzles and localizations. These platforms have become more than just diversions. They're interactive spaces for digital literacy and even casual learning, with regular content drops, frequent bug fixes, and lively conversation around strategies or tricky words. The scene feels more alive than ever. And with each update, players are reminded of the vibrancy and creativity that emerge when code and community converge. So whether you're enjoying intensive back-end tuning for enterprise servers or puzzling through a tricky Wordle, it's clear that open source dynamics now define so much of our digital experience. As we reflect on these developments, it's worth remembering how far the open source ecosystem has come and how quickly it keeps evolving to meet new challenges. The community continuously demonstrates that collaboration is key to bridging platforms, innovating on both hardware and software, and keeping tech accessible for everyone. With projects like Hangover expanding hardware versatility, Imagination's RISC-V graphics drivers pushing boundaries, and FreeBSD's ongoing evolution, the open source world shows no signs of slowing down. Ubuntu's drive toward a stable, LTS-ready desktop ensures that even more people, developers and newcomers, can rely on rock-solid open platforms. The same applies in the server world, where Intel's newest tools let administrators walk the line between performance and sustainability with precision. And, casting the net wide, vibrant online games not only entertain us, but help build a sense of ongoing digital community. Each small update, clever workaround or gaming tip, is another thread connecting users around the world. Looking ahead, we can expect open source projects to continue breaking barriers, from software innovation to playful digital distractions. With more hardware entering the mix and new contributors joining every day, the collective knowledge and spirit of experimentation just keep growing. So whether you're compiling kernels, updating drivers, fine-tuning enterprise features, or unraveling your daily word puzzle, you're a vital part of this movement. Stay curious, share with your mates, and keep pushing for openness wherever you work, create, or play. That's all for this week's tour around the open source landscape, where every incremental improvement is built on a foundation of global collaboration. As always, we'll keep following the trends, releases, and conversations that keep the scene dynamic. Watch this space for more updates. And if you have tips or topics you want covered, let us know at element.fm. Thanks for listening.